أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين وهو خير الناصر ومعين. Today is 15th January 2010. We are having session number 4 on Liqa'ullah. As I said, usually after this ziyarat, I don't find much to talk about inside me. Whatever I thought I knew that I can talk, it all goes away. Also, today, because of Dr. Muhammad coming back, I feel Karbala, the smell of Karbala, closer than usual. I'm sure Dr. Muhammad has done dua for all of us there. And may Allah accept his ziyarat and his a'mal. What we were discussing in the last three meetings, sessions about Liqa'ullah, was whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be seen. And then we proved with the explanation of essence and attributes, Jawhar and Araz, and that animalistic senses can only deal with Araz, which is this eyes and five senses that we have. They can only detect Araz, not Jawhar. Then we prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be seen in the level of material level. And I also started to talk about, enter into the issue of different awalim. Let's see how, and the main topic was, if you remember, just remind, we started from kalimat-e maknune, which the first kalima which we were talking is the possibility and or impossibility of seeing Allah. So let's see. For seeing Allah, whether is it possible or not. There are verses and ahadith which talks about both sides of it. So at least now we know those ahadith which says Allah is not possible to be seen is talking about when we are in the materialistic level. But what I started towards the end of my talk last week was what is seeing and what is the purpose of seeing. Purpose of seeing and the real meaning into seeing and all the senses, even hearing or touching or smelling, all of these are tools for perception and understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different levels of universes. We are the whole creation is multi-level of different universes, and there are in Quran and in Hadith we have got this notion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I don't want to go to all explanation of that because then that falls out of the topic that we are having, but I just refer to them. We have spoken in the past about some of these things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is about tanazzulat al-wujud, or levels of creation. Allah has got a level of creation, a level of wujud in the highest awalim. And that highest awalim we refer to as Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not perceptible, it is not understandable, and it is not, and even people are ask not to even think about it and even to ponder upon it. That's beyond any understanding. But the next level of manifestation of Allah is level of Asma'ullah, that is the names of Allah, which contains the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then is Alam-e-Aql, the intellectual level. And then it comes to Alam, to universe of Khiyal and the material universe. This is the universes that we have spoken about. And of course, if you might happen to see, because I know some of you also read some of books of the likes of Ibn Arabi, or in those some of those books, you might see this word of Hazaratul Khams. Hazaratul Khams is this awalim, the five awalim. In that categorization, then they refer to insan as another alam. So insan itself is another alam in the way that Qunyavi and Ibn Arabi and those people have spoken about it. Excuse me. To make an understanding of liqa in other awalim, let me give you an example of, see, when two airplanes are passing, are in the sky, and they reach to a certain distance and level to each other, the radars of the both planes start to detect each other. So much so that each airplane can see and tell that there is an object in such a distance, in such altitude. And even if need be, we know that maybe in the airplane they have not put that ability, but that ability exists. We know that in satellites that exists. That it can say, the satellite can say that object, where it is, the dimensions of it, all the information about it can detect. Can we say that it is, that object is seen, or can we not? If we understand, if we take the notion of seeing, and we know that, as I said, even this seeing in this alam that we have with these eyes, it's a level of perception. We see that book, you perceive, even if you don't know what it is, and you have never seen this before, you start to perceive the dimensions, the color, and some of attributes of it. And that level, that is a level of understanding. When a radar detects another object in it, that also perceives that ray, the other object. It says to the pilot that, yes, I have seen an object or an aeroplane coming from this distance. Or when these satellites are relaying information about certain objects on the earth to some information centers, they say exactly what they have seen. So that is also a level of seeing. Those levels, those activities, or the type of seeing of those radars and satellites, is more closer and commonality with intellectual seeing, we can say. Intellectual, that means when you see this, you have, apart from the attributes that you detect by your senses, what else can you understand? It comes then to the level of your intellectual level, you understand, yes, because it gives, you get an understanding of level of ilmi zihni. You find an ilmi zihni to this. That means you understand this is the device which records my voice, and all of those other things that you understand, you're perceiving about it, is your intellectual level, is not in the level of your senses. So those things that those objects do is also of the same nature. To understand this, you have to look and make understanding of levels of wujud. These levels of awalim, as they match, or they are manifesting the levels of wujud. What does that levels of wujud is? Is when you compare different beings in the world. When you compare, you start to compare a rock. You compare that with a plant, and when you compare a plant with an animal, and when you compare an animal with a human being, that comparison, the basic difference, if you look at one of the things that it differs from one to another, is the level of idrak. the level of idrak and understanding and perceptual ability of a stone is different from nabat or plant, and from nabat is different to haywan or animal. And similarly, you know that when it comes to insan, that very difference that is between insan and all other objects, all other beings, is that level of perception. Of course, when they talk about it, they say, yes, insan has aql, and the other objects, they do not have aql. But that aql of insan is also reflected in its level of perception. That is when, if you show this to a cow does not understand it, no matter how much you explain. But when you show it to an insan, immediately that Allah has put that apparatus in the mind of the people. Immediately after the attributes are detected and still he doesn't know what it is, then he starts to ask questions. Look at the children around when at the age of 1 year or when they start to come. They're all the time exploring, and that apparatus is in them that when they see something, they start to detect the attributes. But when it comes to understand the shay, the object itself, they start to make questions because they want to intellect.